In a few months, you may need to be at least 21 years old to buy tobacco in Boston. Mayor Marty Walsh says he wants to make Boston a healthier city by doing what many Massachusetts small towns have already done, increase the legal age for sales of tobacco products, including e-cigarettes. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Sometimes, in the midst of a heroin epidemic or gun violence, deaths from tobacco don't get much attention. But Interim Director of the Boston Public Health Commission, Dr. Hui Wen, says the leading preventable cause of death for men and women in Boston and across the country is still smoking.
Causing more deaths than HIV, illegal drug use, alcohol use, motor vehicle accidents, and firearms combined.
Telling men and women between the ages of 18 and 21 who are old enough to fight and die for the country that they cannot buy cigarettes may be a tough sell. But Dr. Wen says it's important to keep cigarettes and other tobacco products out of the hands of young people.
Research shows that if you haven't started by age 21, your chances of becoming a daily smoker are very, very low.
Mayor Marty Walsh says he's ready for critics who will push back against his plan to ban the sale of all tobacco products to anyone under 21.
And I simply say to you on pushback, just look to your daughter, your son, your granddaughter, your grandson, or the young kids that come into your store and tell me that people buying tobacco between the ages of 18 and 21 years old, how that helps their future.
Walsh is right about pushback. Word of the new age restriction for tobacco is not welcome at many convenience and liquor stores.
It's definitely decreased the sales, so I definitely worry about that.
Peter Patel is a manager of Dara's Wine and Spirits, where college students stop in for a pack of cigarettes, even if they aren't old enough for beer or wine.
I don't think so. They are happy with that decision.
Patel says he thinks young people will compare Boston to other cities and be turned off. Walsh says he's confident the age 21 tobacco requirement will not dissuade prospective college students. Only one other major city, New York, sets the age for tobacco sales at 21, although San Francisco, Cleveland, and a handful of others are considering the ban. 83 municipalities in Massachusetts, mostly smaller towns, already have so-called Tobacco 21 laws in place. The first town in the country was Needham, in 2005. The main objection 10 years ago was from stores that sell cigarettes.
Well, there may have been some likely impact. Nobody's gone out of business because of it.
Kate Fitzpatrick, Needham's town manager, says the benefit of reduced smoking among teens is significant. She points to a survey of Needham and other Metro West towns.
Compared to the other communities in the survey, Needham dropped nearly in half, and that was significantly more than the other communities.
But on the streets in Boston, there's plenty of skepticism.
The 3 years is not going to make a difference.
Kristen Byrne stands on the stoop outside an Irish pub, puffing away.
Smoking at the age of 14 and now being a smoker at the age of 35 has been one of the stupidest mistakes of my life.
But Byrne can't think of any measure that would have kept her 14-year-old self away from cigarettes.
At that age, you just want to do whatever you want to do. It doesn't seem like a serious enough health risk at the time.
Pediatricians across Massachusetts and the country are hoping Byrne is wrong. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends increasing the age of legal tobacco sales to 21 across the country. Dr. Lester Hartman is a pediatrician who's been traveling across Massachusetts, urging local health boards to move from 18 to 21. Hartman calls Walsh's support a big victory.
It's going to resonate nationally, given Boston's well-known history for health. It is also going to hopefully start a domino effect with other towns in the area.
Boston's Board of Health is expected to approve the age 21 requirement at a meeting next month. It would take effect in 60 days and would apply to e-cigarettes as well as all the flavored and candy-like products that have become popular with teenagers in recent years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.